This comprehensive analysis explores how microRNA, miRNA expression patterns predict gene expression across three distinct gene sets in a coral system. The research team applied sophisticated machine learning approaches to understand these regulatory relationships, focusing on host biomass genes, symbiont photosynthesis genes, and ATP production-related genes. The study began with extensive data pre-processing to ensure quality analysis. Starting with 44,371 genes, initial filtering removed those with zero counts across all samples, reducing the count to 35,869. A more stringent POVER-A filtering approach further refined this to 25,730 genes. For miRNAs, the filtering process retained 47 out of 51 original molecules. The researchers applied variance stabilized transformation, VST, to both gene counts and miRNA counts after confirming appropriate size factors below the critical threshold of 4. The three gene sets under investigation each represented different biological functions. The host biomass set contained 793 genes identified through WGCNA modules showing significant correlation with host biomass measurements. The symbiont photosynthesis set was substantially larger, encompassing 5,746 genes. The ATP production set, derived from specific GO terms, was the smallest with 22 genes. Notably, two genes from the ATP production set overlapped with the symbiont photosynthesis list, indicating some shared biological processes. Given the large size of these datasets, the researchers employed principal component analysis PCA for dimensionality reduction. This analysis revealed that 29 principal components could capture 95% of the variance in host biomass-related genes. Similarly, 30 PCs were needed for the symbiont photosynthesis genes, while 11 PCs sufficed for the ATP production genes, reflecting the different complexities of these gene sets. The machine learning models demonstrated robust predictive performance across all three gene sets, but with interesting variations in how different miRNAs contributed to these predictions. The host biomass gene set showed the most distributed pattern, with many miRNAs contributing significantly to predictive accuracy. This suggests a complex regulatory network controlling host biomass-related genes. In contrast, both the symbiont photosynthesis and ATP production gene sets showed more focused patterns, with only a small subset of miRNAs showing high predictive importance. This finding was particularly intriguing for the symbiont photosynthesis set, given its large size of nearly 6,000 genes. The concentrated influence of specific microRNAs suggests these molecules might be master regulators of photosynthesis-related processes. The analysis revealed fascinating patterns of overlap in miRNA importance. All miRNAs that strongly predicted symbiont photosynthesis gene expression also showed high importance for host biomass prediction. This overlap suggests these miRNAs might play crucial roles in energy storage mechanisms. However, the miRNAs most important for ATP production gene prediction showed limited overlap with the other two sets, indicating potentially distinct regulatory pathways. The researchers identified several technical considerations for future investigation. The model showed slight variations between runs, indicating a random component in the training prediction process. This observation led to recommendations for incorporating bootstrapping or similar techniques to account for this variation. Questions were also raised about the optimal timing of variance-stabilized transformation in the analysis pipeline. The study demonstrates the power of machine learning in unraveling complex biological relationships while highlighting the importance of careful data pre-processing and robust statistical methods. The findings suggest a sophisticated regulatory network where some miRNAs function as broad regulators across multiple biological processes, while others maintain more specialized roles.